So, Coin said, "Jason," I said, "Yes." He said, "Why would you?" This was his question, and I quote, "Why would you tell a girl you love her and go ahead to kiss another girl?" I was like, "What?" Number one, that question coming from him is very weird because he's really close with Dede, and I know that obviously most definitely they must have had conversations. So, and this is a public thing. Everybody was there. So I felt somehow, but then I gave the best response I could in that moment. I said, number one, I have never told any girl I love her. I've never confessed love to anybody. And secondly, I can do whatever the fuck I want. And that answer was directed to him, to the boy. Now, the next person I was supposed to ask a question was Dede, because she was sitting right next to me. And without it getting cold at all, the moment I answered, the next thing she said was, "If you can do whatever the fuck you want, then why are you begging?"
Language.
Sorry, big brother. And she said, "If you can do whatever you want, then why are you begging?" Ah. Oof. Everywhere, even first scattered, like everybody was like, ah, like she made it feel like she no. I was really, my ego was bruised. And I responded the best way I could. I said, I apologize to you because I felt like, or I didn't even say she said, because she actually said that it felt like I was speaking aside. I was, I was seeing things. I was standing on the outside, in a word. I was standing on the outside watching everything play out. Like, and I told her I apologized because it felt like I was speaking aside, based on the incident with you and Sultana. That's why I apologized. I was like, nah, but, and that passed. But that really got to me because, in actual sense, I don't owe you an explanation. We are just friends. So, in the first place, why are you even upset? The person I owe an explanation is not even in this house. So, why are you even upset that that happened? And secondly, why would you decide to take a private conversation? Because I was, I was very, I was a calm guy and cool guy, and I decided to apologize to you because I know you were upset. I carry it and just slam it in my face, I got really upset, and I'm like, you know what? Language, F everybody. I'm just gonna do whatever I want, and shout out to my loved ones at home. Shout out to my friends, my family that are looking at me, hoping I don't embarrass them. But I'll keep trying to do my best to be the good person that I am, to be the amazing person that I am, to be the fun person that I am. And I'll try to keep myself, decent. But from now henceforth, I'm going to do what I want because in this house, I owe nobody no explanation. And today, I think this is where our friendship ends because I do not appreciate the fact that we had a private conversation and you decided to use it against me in public, regardless of what our reasons might be. So, yeah, then I started talking to Sultana again. We had a very long, cool conversation yesterday. And, now it is in the open that I'm in a relationship. We even spoke about that as well. We laughed about it. I told her, okay, I know the temptation is high, but we have to try. You have to help me. And we just laughed and joked about it. But, yeah, so that's like a quick summary of the drama I landed in when I came into the mainland. So that's that for that. Continue.